现赞美你。Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你始终为我们成就了救赎。
Thank you for accomplishing redemption for us.
主啊，你如今是我们的君王。
Thank you, you today is our king.
主啊，你坐在父神的右边。
You are seated at the right hand of the Father.
主啊，你也为我们代求。
You intercede for us.
主啊，你知道我们的软弱。
You know our weaknesses.
主啊，谢谢你，我们能够仰望。
Lord, we thank you that we can trust you.
主啊，今天早上主啊，再次向我们施恩。
This morning have grace on us.
主啊，再次把你的话语向我们打开。
Lord, open your word to us.
赐给我们一个渴慕的心
causing us to have a heart of desire.
我要做一个饥渴慕义的人
to be a person who long for your word.
我要将你自己的性格做到我们里面
may your character be worked upon us.
我们将来祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
In your precious name we pray.
我们今天早上要来看的是马太福音第七章。
Today we will look on Matthew chapter 7,
从十三节到末后一节
from verse 13 to the last portion of chapter 7.
我们好不好请常健替我们念一遍经文。
How about let our brother read these verses for us?
你们要信
主
人，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的。路是大的，进去的人也多。引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着了人也少。你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。凭着他们的果子，就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？荆棘里岂能摘无花果呢？这样，凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。凡不结好果子的树，就砍下来丢在火里。所以，凭着他们的果子，就可以认出他们来。凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日，必有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？”我就明明地告诉他们说：“我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人呐、离开我去吧。”所以，凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹。撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文字。
在这一段的经节里，我们看见有四个对比。
In this portion of the word, there are four comparisons.
第一个对比是窄门跟宽门的对比。
The first comparison is concerning the wide gate and the narrow gate.
第二个对比从15节到23节是两棵树的对比。
The second comparison is from verse 15 to 23 concerning two kinds of trees.
第三个对比在第24到27节是两栋房子的对比。
The third comparison is concerning the two houses, verse 24 to 27.
最后一个对比是28、29节两个人的对比。
The last comparison is concerning two kinds of persons, verse 28 and 29.
我们看见马太福音他说到的是关于一个王和他的国度。
Matthew speaks of the king and his kingdom.
但是这个王不是我们观念我们想象中的那个王。
But this king is not according to our concept.
我们想象中的王是一个很威风的骑着白马戴着金冠拿着铁杖头里杵两刃利剑的王。
The king that is in our mind is a king that rides on a white horse and has a rod of iron and in his mouth come out a two-edged sword.
但是马太福音节我们看见的王却是一个头戴荆棘冠冕 拿着芦苇杖的王。
But the king we see in Matthew is a king, that has a crown of thorns and a rod of reed.
他的手上甚至还有钉痕，他的身边还被裂开过。
And his hands are the marks of the nails, and his side are the wounds of the spear.
所以在这里马太福音一开始的时候，我们就看见一个施浸约翰。
In Matthew we see John the Baptist.
他来传天国的福音，第一句话就是要悔改。
He speaks of the kingdom of heaven, and his first word is repent.
悔改，因为天国近。
Repent, for the kingdom of God is near.
这个悔改呢，就是让我们的心思有一个转变。
To repent is causing our mind to have a turn.
我们要看到这个天国，必须要心思上有一个转变。
If you want to see the kingdom of heaven, our mind should have a turn.
我们想象中的天国跟这里所讲的天国是不一样。
Because the concept in our mind concerning the kingdom is different from the book of Matthew.
那么在我们曾经 听有一个弟兄说过马太福音里的天国上就是下。
The kingdom we heard from a brother is the kingdom of ups and downs.
Up is down.
Up is down.
内就是外。
Inside is outside.
大的就是丑陋的。
The big one is the ugly one.
小的是美丽的。
The little one is the most beautiful one.
我想 Brother Danny 还记得。
Our brother Dan knows about that.
我们在 Richmond Conference 听过这样的话。
Because in Richmond we have heard such kind of words.
他说这样的话什么意思呢？
What do you mean by this?
就是因为这个国度跟我们想象中是完全不一样的。
Because the kingdom in our concept is different from the kingdom in the Bible.
那么今天我们看见这个窄门与宽门是一个很大的一个对比。
We see the matter of the two gates, there is a big difference.
从前我曾经听说有一位弟兄从一个城市搬到另外一个城市。
I've heard of a brother who transferred from one city to another city.
当他搬到新的城市的时候，他立刻就去找教会。
When he reached the new city, immediately he tried to find the church.
在他没有搬之前，他就听说这个要去的地方有一个很好的教会。
Because before he went to the new city, he heard that this church is good.
甚至还有一个很属灵的弟兄是他非常渴望要遇见。
And there is a brother in that new city, whom he hoped to meet.
所以当他搬过去之后呢，他主日就去那里聚会。
So when he went to the new city in the Lord's day, he went to meet.
聚了一次会之后呢，就再也看不到他了。
After meeting, then he never saw him again.
所以有人就打电话问他说：“你为什么不再来了呢？”
So some brothers make a phone call asking him why he didn't go to the meeting anymore.
他回答说：“我很失望。”
Because he said, I'm very disappointed.
他说到了那里一看呢，这个聚会的场所非常没有气派。
Because the meeting, the atmosphere of the meeting, there is no
meeting place is not grandiose.
The meeting place is not grandiose.
聚会的人数也很少。
And the people meeting, the number of the people meeting is few.
聚会的场所甚至破破张张的
and the meeting place is in a mess.
所以他感觉非常的失望。
So he was very discouraged.
我听见这样的话，我心里就很下沉。
So after hearing such words, I was very down.
为什么一个很爱主、跟随主多年的人会去注意外表的这些东西呢？
How come a person who has been with the Lord for so many years, he still He gave a lot of emphasis on the outward appearance.
这不就是圣经里讲的那个要进宽门的人吗？
Is it this the person spoken in the Bible who wanted to enter into the broad gate?
但是后来主就让我看见，这个宽门窄门是对着我说的，不是对着别人说的。
But the Lord showed me that concerning the wide gate and the narrow gate, it speaks concerning me.
我们常常很喜欢说我们走的路是窄路。
We always want to say that the way that we are trotting upon is a narrow road.
别人走的路都是宽路。
And other people are walking on a broad way.
但是这样的话就应该应用在我们自己身上。
But we should apply this word to us.
什么时候我们知道是走窄路呢？
When do we know that we are walking on a narrow road?
走窄路就是当我们对于这个王有一个新鲜的看见，对于这个王的国度有一个新的看见的时候。
But we are walking on a narrow road whenever we have a new look or a new vision concerning this king.
什么时候我们对他有一个新的看见，什么时候我们就在面向的这个窄路了。
Whenever we have a new vision or a new look concerning this new king, then we are walking on this narrow way.
什么时候我们的心被这个王所吸引，什么时候我们就在扣这个窄门。
Whenever our heart is being drawn to this new king, then we are walking through the narrow gate.
什么时候我们的心甚至被这个王夺去，降服在这个王的权柄与管制之下的时候，什么时候我们就走在这个窄路上面。
Whenever our heart is captured by this new king, then we are walking in this narrow way.
然后第二段，第二个对比，是比第一个对比有一个更渐进，更进步的一个对比。
But the second comparison has a much higher standard on the first comparison.
第二个对比，我们看见这里有两棵树。
We saw there are two trees.
一个是好树结好果，一个是坏树结恶果。
Concerning the good tree bears forth good fruit, and the evil tree, the corrupt tree bears forth evil fruit.
这个结果子呢，就是表示说，这里的基督徒，不仅仅是一个入门的基督徒，他乃是一个做工的基督徒。
Not only so we can see here this Christian is not only a Christian that enters into the gate, but a Christian that works.
但是在这里有一个警告，就是要预防假先知。
But there is a warning over here that we should beware of false prophets.
什么是假先知呢？
What do you mean by false prophets?
就是外面披着羊皮，里面装进去的狼。
The false prophets is a person who has sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves.
这种话我们也很喜欢应用在别人身上。
We always like to apply this to other people.
别人都是这样的人，我们不是。
Other people are ravening wolves and we are not.
但是这个话主是要我们提防自己。
But the Lord wants to remind us of this.
我们的光景也很可能就是这样。
But many times because our condition may be like this.
如果我们的里面不被对付的话，很可能我们外面讲的道理都是对的。
Maybe if our heart has not been disciplined by the Lord, then we might be like this thing.
我们外面所做的工作都是对的。
Maybe outwardly our works are good.
但是里面我们这个人的光景不对。
But our situation inside of us is wrong.
最近我们常常看到很多属灵的弟兄姊妹，他们实在很摸着我们。
We see a lot of spiritual people, our hearts have been touched by them.
不仅他们所做的工是对，他们讲的道是对的，他们这个人就是对。
Not only we see the message that they give is right, the person is right.
所以他们结出来的果子就是善果。
So the fruit that bear out is a good fruit.
这里讲到两种果子，一个是葡萄，一个是无花果。
There are two kinds of fruit. One is grapes, and one is a fig.
另外两种树是这个荆棘和蒺藜。
But the other kinds of tree that bears thistles and thorns.
这个荆棘和蒺藜它们也会结果的。
The thorns and thistles they bear fruit also.
荆棘它结出来的果子甚至很像葡萄。
The thorns that bear fruit are very much like the grapes.
那么蒺藜它结出来的果子也很像无花果。
The thistles bear also fruit very much like the fig.
所以这里就看见有一个属灵的假冒，就是。
So we can see there is a spiritual counterfeit.
在外表上看起来好像是对的，好像是真的。
Outwardly it seems very right and good.
但是里面却不对。
But inwardly it's wrong.
然后在第二十一节说不是每一个对我说主啊主啊的人都能进诸天的国。
Verse 21 say, not everyone that say, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom.
这里说的国度对基督徒来讲乃是一种赏赐。
concerning the kingdom, the price for the Christians.
这里不是说到我们的得救或灭亡来讲。
It doesn't speak concerning our salvation or destruction.
乃是一个得救，乃是一个得赏和惩罚的问题。
Rather, it's a matter of being given a price or being disciplined.
因为他说不是每一个对我说的，不是所有都会被惩，都会失去，乃是有的会得着，有的会失去。
So it means here that not everyone will receive a prize.
有的能进天国，有的不能进天国。
Some will enter into the kingdom, some will not.
那么什么样的人能进天国呢？
What kind of person will enter into the kingdom?
就是实行天上的父旨意的人才能进去。
He who doeth the will of the Father will enter into the kingdom.
从22节我们看见这些基督徒他们是一个做工的基督徒。
Verse 22, we see these Christians are working Christians.
并且甚至于非常做工非常有果效。
And their work has a lot of results.
他们在主的名里说预言，在主的名里赶鬼，在主的名里行异能。
In the name of the Lord, they prophesy. In the name of the Lord, they cast out devils and have done a lot of wonderful works.
那么这里我们看见了一件事情，就是一个在外表上他们有属灵的这个，可以说是属灵的浇灌。
So we can see here that these people outwardly have been poured with the Holy Spirit.
那这边的一个对比就是讲到，一个是从里面结出来的果子。
So we can see a comparison, people that bearing fruit from within.
这里的结果乃是圣灵的结果。
This, the bearing fruit is the bearing fruit of the Holy Spirit.
保罗在加拉太书里也给我们看见有圣灵的果子。
In Galatians we see the, by Paul, fruit of the Spirit.
所以说，那么结果就是圣灵在我们里面做工结出来。
So the fruit that we bear out is the a product of the Holy Spirit.
也就是一个内住的圣灵所结出来的果。
It's the inward spirit that bears fruit.
那么22-23节那里讲到了，那是一个外面圣灵浇灌下来的时候所彰显出来的行为。
Verse 22-23 is the outward works.
The outpouring.
The outward works of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
所以这里有两种的属灵的光景。
So there are two spiritual conditions or situations.
当主耶稣从死里复活之后，他在门徒中间向他们吹了一口气，说接受，你们接受圣灵。
When the Lord was risen from the dead, he stood before his disciples and breathed unto them, ye receive the Holy Spirit.
那里的圣灵是一个内住的圣灵。
The spirit that he breathed upon them is the inward spirit, indwelling spirit.
那个圣灵是内住的，是在我们里面分赐生命，在我们里面让我们产生生命上的变化的一种。
This indwelling spirit gives life and bears fruit.
这样的圣灵是能够结果子的圣灵。
And this kind of spirit bears fruit.
当五旬节那个降下来的圣灵是在外面的一个所降下来的赐下来的一个圣灵。
The in the day of the Pentecost, it's the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is the kind of it.
那种的圣灵是为了工作，为了行动。
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of the Pentecost is for the work.
所以在这个对比里面，我们就看见这两者都要，并不是说我们重一而忽略另外一种。我们需要有里面内住的圣灵在我们里面做工。
We should not. These two things are important. These two aspects concerning the inward spirit and the outward spirit.
如果我们忽略了这个内住的圣灵，只是去注意外表的。热闹做工有效，我们就会落到一个光景被主责备的光景。
If we neglect the indwelling spirit, then we will and give importance outpouring of the Holy Spirit outside, then we will be rebuked by the Lord.
第23节我们要很注意主的话，那时我要向他们宣告，我从来不认识你们，你们这些行不法的人，离开我去吧。
In verse 26 it says, I will profess unto you, I never knew you, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity.
所以这里让我们看见这个对比是何等严肃的一点。
So we can see here this two comparison is very, very serious.
那么这里我们并且看见，这里的人是在那里呼求主啊主啊，他们是一个进步的基督徒。
And these people who do such thing are people who call in the name of the Lord.
他们是认识主的人，跟主有对话的人。
They knew the Lord and they had they talk with the Lord.
但是很可惜的是他们不会听主的话。
The sad thing is that they never listen to the word of the Lord.
那么到了第三个对比24节，那里我们看见另外一个对比。
Verse 24, we see another kind of comparison.
那里的对比又是比前面更进一步的一个对比。
This comparison is more than the latter comparison.
这里我们看见一个精明的人，他盖房子盖在磐石上面。
It's concerning a wise man who built his house upon the rock.
那么另外有一种人，他们盖房子盖在沙土上面。
It's another person who built his house upon the sand.
所以这里看见的基督徒，他是不仅仅做工，而且他是在建造教会。
So we can see here this Christian is not only a person who works, but he builds the church.
那么这里真是一个更进一步的一个工作。
So we can see here it's an advancing work.
那么这里的基督徒他是不仅仅跟主有对话，他还听话。
Not only he talk with the Lord, but he listen to the will of the Lord.
而且他去实行。
And he do it the will of the Lord.
那么什么叫做磐石呢？
What do you mean by rock?
磐石就是主的话。
Rock is the word of the Lord.
所以我们需要何等的宝贝我们主的话。
We should precious the word of the Lord.
主的话就是要在我们里面扎根。
The word of the Lord should have root in us.
假如我们的对主的话不够认识的话，我们所造出来的东西很可能会经不起考验。
If we do not have the real knowledge concerning the word of the Lord, then when the temptation came, then we cannot stand on the temptation.
所以这里的基督徒他是一个很老练的基督徒。
So we can see here, this Christian is a very matured Christian.
那么因为他是一个建造教会的基督徒。
Because he is a Christian who builds the church.
正因为如此，正因为他是一个老练的基督徒。
Because of this, because he is a matured Christian.
那么假如他不照着主的话，或者是不清楚主的话去做的话，那么结果是更可怕的。
If this person is not clear with the word of the Lord, then the result is very frightening.
那个时候，那个房子就要倒塌，并且倒塌的很大。
And so the result is the house will fall, and the fall was great of it.
所以从这三个对比里面，我们看见是一个进步的一个对比。
So we can see the comparison advances.
一个比一个高。
One is higher than the other.
主的要求也更一个比一个强。
And the requirement of the Lord is stronger from one comparison to the other.
我们需要跟随主去。
We should follow the Lord.
我们会发觉主的要求对我们越来越强。
When we go with the Lord further, then the requirement of the Lord in us is stronger.
但是很感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
这个内住的圣灵在我们里面供应我们能力。
But the indwelling spirit gives strength to us.
当我们注意这个内住的圣灵的时候，去让他在我们里面行动做工的时候，我们就有自然有能力来应付这些要求。
If we pay attention to the indwelling spirit, then the Lord will give us strength to go on.
然后我们看见最后的一个对比。
So we come to the last comparison.
两个人的对比。
Concerning two kinds of person.
一个是耶稣，一个是经学家。
One is the Lord, one is the scribes.
那么这个第四的对比是这三个对比里头最高的一个对比。
This comparison is the highest comparison.
也是主耶稣在这个山上教训的时候达到最高峰的时候。
It is when the Lord was on the mountain speaking on the highest comparison.
这个最后的对比就是前三个的一个总结。
This is the conclusion of all the comparisons.
那么也就是前面五六七这三章他所有教训的一个总结。
It is also the conclusion of chapter 5, 6 and 7.
那我们看见两种人，一个是耶稣，那么一个是经学家。
We see two kinds of person, one is the scribes, one is Jesus.
然后这个耶稣呢，就是他是一个对的人。
Jesus is a right person.
他是一个后窄门走窄路的人。
He's a person who walks through the narrow gate and walks in the narrow way.
他也是一个好树结好果的人。
And he's a good tree that bears forth good fruit.
他也是一个精明的人，把房子盖在磐石上。
And he's also a wise person who built his house upon the rock.
那么另外一方面，这个经学家是什么人呢？
Who are the scribes?
经学家他也就是说，虽然表面上看起来好像在走窄路，事实上却不是。
The scribe is the kind of person who outwardly seems walking the narrow way.
他表面上好像道理都懂。
It seems that outwardly he knows all the doctrines.
他熟悉圣经。
He's very familiar with the Bible.
我们看见当主耶稣降生的时候，那些经学家这三个东方来的博士来问他们的时候，主耶稣降生在哪里啊？这个神降生在哪里？ 他们毫不考虑，不要翻圣经就能够打出来降在伯利恒。
When the three wise men came to ask where the Lord was born, the scribe need not turn the Bible, they knew where the Lord was born.
但是他们却对主没有一个寻求，没有一个渴慕。
Yet they do not have a heart for the Lord.
然后他们所盖的房子却是盖在沙土上的。
So the house that they built is a house that built upon the sand.
也是经不起考验的。
And it cannot pass through testing.
那么所以这个最后这这几次前三个的一个最高峰一个总结。
So this is the conclusion of all the comparisons.
那么也是五六七这三章主所教训的一个最高峰。
It's the highest teaching of the Lord in chapter 5, 6 and 7.
宗弟兄前两次跟我们交通过在这几章里面没有提到爱。
Brother Philip in his fellowship, he says this chapter doesn't speak concerning love.
好像是一个很稀奇的事情。
It's quite a very peculiar thing.
但事实上呢，主耶稣所提到的每一件事情都是爱。
Yet every word that the Lord speaks concerning love.
所说到邻里贫穷的人，就是说到爱。
Speak concerning being poor in spirit, speak concerning love.
那个哀痛的人，他就是一个爱的人。
Person who mourn is a person who love.
那温柔的人也是一个爱。
A meek person is a person of love.
饥渴慕义的人他就是一个爱。
A person who hunger is a person of love.
会怜悯人的人他就是一个爱人。
Those people who have mercy on other people is a person who love.
清心的人他也是一个爱人。
A person 清心。
Pure
in heart is a person who loves.
那个制造和平的人他就是一个爱人。
A person who
peacemaker.
A peacemaker is a person who loves.
那么地上的盐，地上的光，台上的灯，这些都讲到主耶稣。
The salt of the earth, and the lamp on the table is a person who loves.
所以在最后这个地方讲到主耶稣，就是所有这些东西的总结，就是爱。
So when we come to the last portion, speak concerning Jesus and concerning love.
所以说主耶稣就是这一个整个段落的一个总结，那就是讲到他是爱人的神。
So in this conclusion, we speak concerning the Lord is a person of love.
I think 下面时间是不是有交通或者是有问题可以提出来？
Do you have any question or do you have any fellowship?Okay, I want to ask a question concerning verse 17 and 18 concerning the good tree that bears good fruit, the evil tree that bears evil fruit. What is the real example, or give us some example concerning what is a good fruit, what is an evil fruit?Good fruit is a kind of fruit which we can eat and enjoy.
Yeah. 所以我们每一个人都知道，去买西瓜的时候，我们就要挑为什么呢？
Every time we go and buy watermelon, we need to tap on it.
为什么要去挑？
How come when we buy watermelon, we need to tap it and put it near our ear?
因为你想买一个好果。
because we want to buy a good fruit. A good watermelon is sweet. And a lot of it's juicy. When you speak concerning fruit, it's a fruit that caused other people to eat. For example, if we give some testimony, it will cause other people to be encouraged. When a new person came, then the accommodation that we give caused him to be very joyful. These are good fruits. Because we can enjoy, they can enjoy it. When we speak on the Bible, speak concerning the Bible, the more we speak, the more we try to condemn other people. So if we want to discipline some brothers, we try to find a verse to discipline him. So he cannot eat such kind of a fruit. Every time he eats, he feels so depressed. Or if we try to criticize the brother, it lacks the love. And this is not a good fruit. A good fruit, there is good seeds. This fruit is not only good to eat, but inside of it, there is life. And when this it gets into other people, there is a possibility that it will grow. Not only listening good words. This good tree, this good fruit will bear forth, will grow. But evil fruit, there is an evil seed. And this evil seed will bring forth evil fruit. And false prophets speak concerning when a false prophet speaks, he will speak for prejudice. So towards things we have a wrong concept. So it will bring forth a lot of bad results. Does it? Can I ask another question? In verse 22, it speaks concerning people who say, Lord, Lord. Not everyone that say, Lord, 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 Lord will enter into the kingdom. And it speaks concerning people who prophesy in the name of the Lord and cast out demons and do wonderful works in the name of the Lord. But the Lord said, he who doeth the will of the Father. Well, when well, these people have done a lot of wonderful works. How come they do not do the will of the Father? If they do not do the will of the Father, how come there are a lot of good works that came out of them? We should have an understanding when our God works in a wonderful way. All who are against the Lord, they are the instrument of the Lord. We know that Saul is a person who doesn't know the Lord. But yet, the Lord used Saul as his instrument. Saul also speak in tongues and can do wonderful works. Samson is a person who doesn't know the will of the Lord. Yet the Lord used Samson in order to fulfill his purpose. So Samson is a person who have done wonderful works. But the will of the Lord is not to do wonderful works. Not only the Lord can do wonderful works, he can also use Samson like Samson and Saul to do wonderful works. But his will is upon David. He wants to find people who knows his will. So we can see David doesn't use wonderful works to kill Goliath. He doesn't use miracle to kill Goliath. He used his daily instrument. Then he defeated Goliath. What David is relying upon is his faith. So the Lord wants to show us what should we pursue after today. Yes, the Lord also used wonderful works. What is the purpose of these wonderful works? The purpose is the church. Is the beauty of the Lord. If we see only in our eyes the instrument and not the purpose, then the Lord will warn us this is wrong. Because our eyes easily is focused upon the outward things. If this person, upon touching you, your illness is gone. Then we feel this person is great. Then we are captured by this. Because this is only a small part of the greatness of the Lord. Rather, what God gives importance is the change of this person. So the Lord only warns us. That our focus of attention should not be on the wrong thing.
Oh, 我们在那个识字的时候是这样认为，只要你信神自己有罪，那么可以相信主耶稣基督从死里复活，这个就是非要到地狱，非要进火锅。那么现在呢，假如没有真心说的题的人呢，就不能进天国了。
He says in the Bible, he who believes in his heart and confess in his mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord shall be saved. But here it also says, not everyone shall enter into the kingdom. He who doeth the will of the Father can enter into the kingdom. But how about those people who doesn't do the will of the Father? Where will they go? So the answer of this question is concerning being saved and being rewarded.
我们心里相信，口里承认，我们就被得救。
Believe in our heart, our mouth confess, then we shall be saved.
那我们就跟这个火炉没有关系。
Then we will have no relationship with hell.
而且我们即使得救，我们不会。
Once we are saved, then it's eternally saved.
神的话也不返回的。
The Lord will not turn against His word.
所以我们需要非常有把握，这件事非常要有把握。
We should have confidence on this thing.
但是第二件事情我们更要注意的，乃是赏赐的问题。
But another thing which will give importance concerning being rewarded.
在这件事情世界上面讲，再讲，再讲。
The Lord keep on speaking on this thing.
有五千的，有两千。
There are those who had 5,000 talents, the 2,000 talents.
也有没有赏赐。
And those who is not rewarded.
所以在那里有些这个仆人有跟没有的。
I speak concerning the servant who doesn't have oil in their lamps.
有十个使女五个有五个没有。
The ten virgins, five has oil in their lamps, five has not oil in their lamps. They are persons who are waiting for the coming of the king of the bridegroom. So they are all saved. If a person is not saved, how can they wait for the bridegroom? But some people have oil in their lamps. So when the bridegroom came, they are prepared and they can go into the feast. So they are rewarded.
对于如果到那一天，我们这些得救的人却不在那个赏赐的里面，是件很不好受的。
We who are saved and is not rewarded, it is a very serious thing.
所以在圣经上讲了好多好多次。
So the Lord keep on repeating this.
虽然已经得救了，但是看到那个得赏赐的光景，里面就爱不切。
Even though we are saved, but we see those people is rewarded, then inwardly there is not weeping and gnashing of teeth.
因为其书里面讲到有144,000个人，他们是得胜者。
In Revelation speak on the 144,000 that is rewarded. Overcomers that is rewarded. We should not be satisfied of just being saved. In on earth today we should be an overcomer.